Hey guys, Will Durst here, coming straight at you from way, way outside the mainstream. Was pretty sure my feet were soaking in it, but if you listen to the candidates for the Republican presidential nomination, not so much. The likes of you and me aren't very welcome. Newt Gingrich said Ron Paul was totally outside the mainstream of every decent American. Wow. What are you saying? Only decent Americans get to wade in the currents of the mainstream? What about the rest of us reprobates? Will we be forced to spend summer afternoons splashing each other in muddy puddles? Then Mitt Romney said the exact same thing about Newt, which must mean to him, Ron Paul is dying of thirst far away in some desert. And President Obama can't even see water due to the curvature of the earth. Conveniently sounds like the only person comfortably wet is Mitt, which makes this mainstream thing seem to be very exclusive territory. One of those rivulets with a velvet rope guarding the pier and a couple of hulking bouncers protecting it from the dinghies of the hoi polloi. Sort of a watery, gated community. Which means if you want to join Governor Romney in the mainstream, you better get busy, pick up a few bucks, because $250 million seems to be the initiation fee. Of course, the response from recent Republican debate audiences indicates the mainstream is a hard way to travel. They booed a gay soldier, cheered the death of somebody who couldn't afford health insurance, and gave a standing ovation to ridiculing food stamp recipients. If losing your moral compass is a qualification of luxuriating in the waves of the mainstream, then more than a few of us will be happy to lounge on the embankment. The red tide torrent of that mainstream looks to be pretty darn cold. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.